The glittering snow on the alley floor blended seamlessly into a sparkling white gown, tinted here and there with streaks of frozen blue or glacial green. I lifted my eyes. She wore the gown with inhuman elegance, its rippling fabric draping with feminine perfection, her body a perfect balance of curves and planes, beauty and strength. The gown was cut low and left her shoulders and arms bare. Her skin made the snow seem a bit sallow by comparison. Glittering colors flickered at her wrists, her throat, and upon her fingers, always changing, cycling through deep blue and green and violet iridescence. Her fingernails glittered with the same impossibly shifting hues. Upon her head was a circlet of ice, elegant and intricate, as if it had been formed from a single crystalline snowflake. Her hair was long, past her hips, long and silken and white, blending into the gown and the snow. Her lips, her gorgeous, sensual lips, were the color of frozen raspberries. She was a vision of beauty, the kind that has inspired artists for centuries, immortal beauty that is rarely imagined, much less actually seen. Beauty like hers should have struck me senseless with joy. It should have made me weep and give thanks to the Almighty that I had been allowed to look upon it. It should have stopped my breath and made my heart lurch with delight. It didn't. It terrified me. It terrified me because I could also see her eyes. They were wide, feline eyes, vertically slitted like a cat's. They shifted color in time with her gems, or more likely, the gems changed color in time with her eyes. And though they, too, were beautiful beyond the bounds of mortality, they were cold eyes, inhuman eyes, filled with intelligence and desire, but empty of compassion or pity. I knew those eyes. I knew her. If fear hadn't taken the strength from my limbs, I would have run. A second form appeared from the darkness behind her and hovered in the shadows at her side like an attendant. It resembled the outline of a cat, if any domestic cat ever grew so large. I couldn't see the color of its fur, but its green-gold eyes reflected the cold, blue light, luminous and eerie.
"And well you should bow, mortal,"
mewled the feline shape. Its voice was damned eerie, throbbing in strange cadences while producing human sound from an inhuman throat.
"Bow before Mab, the Queen of Air and Darkness. Bow before the Monarch of the Unseelie Fae, the Winter Court of the She."